إمام أحمد رزا، إمام أحمد رزا.
With love and light he shows the way, with love and light he shows the way, a perfect mentor all the way, a perfect mentor all the way.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله the prophet of mankind the peace of our hearts and mind the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is very beautifully reported to have said the one who recites durood salutations salawat salam Once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka, ya sayyidi ya habibi, ya rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah, marhaba khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another beautiful episode of Madani Channel English and the silsila, the series name is Imam Ahmed Reza, a perfect mentor. Alhamdulillah, once again with me I have Rana Asim Madani Sahib. Rana Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Rana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Once again, Rana Sahib is with us and today we will be discussing a very beautiful topic which is related to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmed Reza Khan, and the topic for today is Sayyidi Imam Ahmed Reza Khan and Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Wal Aliyah. These two great personalities, in other words, the connection which Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnat has with Sayyidi Imam Ahmed Reza Khan, Imam Ahl Sunnat, what connection Dawat Islami has with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, teachings has Amir al-Sunnat given us with regards to Imam al-Sunnat, Imam Ahmed Reza Khan. Inshallah, this will be our focal point of discussion for today, inshallah. And it is something beautiful, something exciting. Since you are watching Madani Channel, I would like that you also be part of our discussion, inshallah, from beginning to end. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. We'll take a short break, listen to a beautiful kalam in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, written by Sayyidi Imam Ahmed Reza Khan in the Persian language. And as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
بکارِ خش حیرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ بکارِ خش حیرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
ندارم جز تو مل جائے ندانم جز تو ماوائے ندانم جز تو مل جائے ندانم جز تو ماوائے تو ہی خود ساز و سامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تو ہی خود ساز و سامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
شہابِ کس نوازی کن طبیبا
چارہ سازی کن شہاب کس نوازی کن طبیبا چارہ سازی کن مریض درد عصیانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ مریض درد عصیانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
اگر رانی اگر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی اگر رانی اگر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی دیگر چیزیں نمیدانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ دیگر چیزیں نمیدانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
انظر
اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
گناہ درجا نماتش زد قیامت شولا می خیزد گناہ درجا نماتش زد قیامت شولا می خیزد مدد اے آب حیوانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ مدد اے آب حیوانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزاں سوزد چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزاں سوزد نریزد برگ ایمانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ نریزد برگ ایمانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
یا
اغفنی یا رسول اللہ
چمہ شرفت نانگیزد بلائے بے اما خیزد چمہ شرفت نانگیزد بلائے بے اما خیزد بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، بجویم از تو درمانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پدر را نفرت آید، پسر را وحشت افزاید، پدر را نفرت آید، پسر را وحشت افزاید، تو گیری زیر دامانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، تو گیری زیر دامانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا
پریشانم پریشانم،
دستگیری
یا رسول اللہ،
گدائے آمد سلطان، با امید کرم نالا، گدائے آمد سلطان، با امید کرم نالا، تہی داما مگر دانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، تہی داما مگر دانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
رضایت سائل بے پر، تو ای سلطان لاتن گھر، رضایت سائل بے پر، تو ای سلطان لاتن گھر، شہاب ہر عزی خانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، شہاب ہر عزی خانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول
اللہ، پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اللہ اللہ، واٹ اے بیوٹیفل کلام بائی سیدی امام اہل سنت امام احمد رضا خان. بکار شہرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. ان فیکٹ دی انٹائر کلام از ایکچولی این استغاثہ اینڈ یو نو سم دعائیہ کلمات، سم ریکویسٹس ان دی کورٹ آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، آئی ایم ان دس ڈیفیکلٹی، آئی ایم ان دیٹ ڈیفیکلٹی، کم اینڈ سپورٹ می، کم اینڈ ہیلپ می، کم ٹو مائی ایڈ. اللہ اللہ، بیوٹیفل کلام آف سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت. اینڈ یو نو سم ون آس سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت وتھ ریگارڈس ٹو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بینگ دافع البلا، مینس دا ون ہو ریموز دی کلیمٹیز. اینڈ سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت روٹ این انٹائر بک answering the question and proving from the ayat of the Holy Quran, the ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you know, an encyclopedia proving that yes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Dafiul Bala, and he is the one who removes the difficulties and the calamities. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Without any further delay, we'll quickly come towards our discussion, and our topic for today, as I mentioned, is Amir Ahle Sunnat and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Subhanallah. Munasab, this topic is such that day and night we hear about this topic from the beautiful mouth of Sayyidi Amir Ahle Sunnat and from Dawat Islami, the Mualighin of Dawat Islami. In fact, Dawat Islami is Fizani Ala Hazrat, and if there is no Ala Hazrat, then there is no Dawat Islami, as we learn from the words of Amir Ahle Sunnat, that anyone who does not have a connection with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, then I have no connection with him, and he has nothing to do with Dawat Islami. So Alhamdulillah, we have been hearing all of this for many, many years, but what light would you like to share on this topic?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The connection between Amir Ahle Sunnat and Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. The connection between Dawat Islami and Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is such a great connection that if we minus the tazkira, the mention of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala from Dawat-e-Islami, so you will not find Dawat-e-Islami in existence. I mean, Dawat-e-Islami is the faizan and the blessings of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is such a great personality that the time when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was born, it was the time of fitnas. Not only in his time, but from the time before fitnas, many fitnas occurred on this world. And they will, you know, continue occurring, taking place till the day of judgment. In the time of fitna, in between the fitna, what is haq and what is truth? We need to recognize that. What is right and what is wrong, we need to recognize that. What is haq and what is batil, we need to recognize that. And in between the fitna, when fitna is on your right side, on your left side, in your front, at your back, everywhere there is fitna, you are standing in the middle of the fitnas, in between the fitnas, where will you get the haq from? How will you recognize the haq and truth? Quran says that haq is sirati mustaqim. And Quran says sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. He must walk on sirat mustaqim, and sirat mustaqim is the path of those upon whom Almighty Allah has bestowed favor. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Meaning there are people who have been blessed by Almighty Allah. There are people upon whom Almighty Allah has bestowed a lot of favors. Nabi cannot come. A new religion cannot come till the day of judgment. The door of Nabuwa is closed. And this deen will remain till the day of judgment. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come, but he will come as a ummati of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will follow the Sharia of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the door of Nabuwa is completely closed. Nabi Pak sahib al-awlaq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet of Almighty Allah. However, the pious people of Almighty Allah, servants of Almighty Allah, the chosen ones, the blessed ones will continue to come till the day of judgment. As Quran says that follow the path of those upon whom Almighty Allah has bestowed favor. And who are those people? In some other ayat of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ.
Subhanallah.
The one who obeys Allah and His Messenger, So he will be with those whom Allah has bestowed favor upon. The prophets and truthful ones and the martyrs and virtues. Meaning, two things are very clear now. Almighty Allah has showered special mercy upon certain people, bestowed favors upon certain people, and those certain people are Nabiyyin, Siddiqin, Shuhada and Salihin. Martyrs, pious ones, righteous ones, the friends of Almighty Allah, awliya of Almighty Allah. So it means Quran says that if you want to recognize Haqq, you must walk on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And Sirat-e-Mustaqim is the path of these great personalities.
Jee.
So it means if a person wants to walk on Sirat-e-Mustaqim, he will have to follow these personalities. He will have to follow martyrs. He will have to follow the chosen ones. He will have to follow the righteous ones. He will have to follow the muttaqi ones.
Jee.
Because this is the commandment of Almighty Allah. And this is proven from the ahadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as some other incident of Sahaba Ikram. Like, you know, when Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam on the invitation of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu invited many Sahaba Ikram towards Islam after he entered in the fold of Islam, and many Sahaba, many companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered in the fold of Islam due to the effort and the invitation of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu
ta'ala.
And one of those fortunate ones was Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala. When Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, so, you know, as usual, when any person used to accept Islam, so the kuffar of Makkah used to oppress them. They used to make them lay on a hot land. They used to put stone on their body. Hot, heavy stone on their body. Likewise, when Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala who accepted Islam, he went through a different difficulty, problem. And what was that problem? His mother told him that if you will not change the religion, meaning if you will not leave Islam, then I will go on strike and I will not eat anything, I will not drink anything.
Yeah.
I will do strike until I die.
Hunger strike.
Hunger strike. Now, Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in between two things. One was the religion, Islam, the ghulami, the slavery of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other side, his mother. He was very stressed and worried that as what must I do in this situation now? If I follow Islam and if I don't leave Islam, my mother is going to be on hunger strike and she will not eat anything, drink anything and she will die. And tomorrow people will call me murderer of the mother, or they will call me killer of the mother. I will be known as Qatil.
Right.
So when he was in this confusion, in between these two things, so Almighty Allah revealed the ayat of the Holy Quran, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ. There is no obedience in the disobedience of Almighty
Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Meaning if anyone, you know, commands you to disobey Almighty Allah, so no matter if he is your father or mother or how close he is to you, you are not allowed to obey him, you are not allowed to listen to him. So Quran revealed this ayat of the Holy Quran, follow the path of the one who has turned to me. And this ayat refers to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So in other words, Almighty Allah commanded the Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu to follow the path of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So it means following the path of those who have turned towards Almighty Allah is the command of Almighty Allah. Siratul ladina an'amta alayhim. This shows that Sirat-e-Mustaqim is the right path, and Sirat-e-Mustaqim is the path of those who have been chosen, who have been blessed by Almighty Allah, who have been favored by Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
Likewise, in Hadith-e-Pak, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Bani Israel divided into 72 sects, and my ummah will be divided into 73 sects and groups.
Right.
And out of 73, 72 will go to hell, go to Jahannam. Only one group or one sect will go to Jannah. Sahaba Ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will be that group? Who will be those fortunate ones who will go to Jannah? What Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Those who will be on my path and on the path of my Sahaba, Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on Sirat Mustaqim, and the Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on Sirat Mustaqim. So it shows that Nabi Pak Sahib Al-Ulaq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has commanded us to follow the footsteps of great Sahaba, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they are on Sirat Mustaqim. So I will go a little back, and what I said in the beginning, the door of Nubuwwah is completely closed. And now, what is the way to recognize Sirat Mustaqim? The method of recognizing and walking on Sirat Mustaqim is to walk on the path of those great personalities who have been favored and who have been blessed by Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
Chosen, mean friends of Almighty Allah, awliya of Almighty Allah, pious and righteous servants of Almighty Allah. And this hadith pak also tells us that only one group, one sect will go to Jannah. And who will be those people? Those who will be on the aqidahs of Sahaba Ikram. Because Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that those who will have the same beliefs which my Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi alayhi majmain had, and those who will follow them, they will enter Jannah. Now another question arose here, that you are saying that those who will follow the Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will go to Jannah. So what is the method of recognizing them? How will you recognize them that they are the true followers of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain? How will you recognize this? So, as I have mentioned, two things. One is Sirat Mustaqim. Another thing is that chosen people of Almighty Allah, blessed people of Almighty Allah. And the third thing is that one group will go to Jannah out of 73. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that out of 73, one will go to Jannah, and that will be that sect who will follow the footstep of Sahaba Ikram of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now there are two things. One is that we need to recognize that who is the chosen one, Inam Yafta, Siratul Ladina An'amta Alayhim. So if we look at these personalities who are chosen ones, there are many, 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 because in each and every time, in each and every era, Almighty Allah sent people to serve His deen. Almighty Allah sent people to serve the Sunnah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, propagate the Sunnah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we look at the Zaat of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, He is amongst those about whom Almighty Allah has said, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Minan Nabiyyin wa Siddiqin wa Shuhada'i wa Salihin. How is it just a claim, or it's the fact and reality? If we look at the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, just when he was 4 years old, he finished the Nazar of Quran. When he was 8 years old, he wrote a beautiful Arabic shara of Hidayatul Nahf. When he was 22 years old, he went to Hazrat Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, became the murid of Hazrat, and after that he granted him the ijazat of all the silsilas. He granted him the permission of all the silsilas. He granted him khilafa as well. And then, when someone asks him that this is not your habit, this is not your ma'amul, that you give khilafat like this, it takes time, it takes a long period to attain the status. And this young man who is just 22 years old or 21 years old, he came today and after you made him murid, you gave him khilafat as well. So what is this? So what has Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said?
Subhanallah.
He said that people come with dirty hearts, dirty souls. And it takes a very long time to purify them, to clean their hearts and souls. But this young man, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, came with a clean and pure heart. He just needed a connection, and I have provided him the connection. And then he said that today my worry is solved. I had a worry, and a concern since long that if on the day of judgment Almighty Allah will ask me that what have you brought, O Shah Ali Rasul, so what answer will I give? What will I present in the bargo of Almighty Allah? So today that worry is also solved and that problem is also removed. And what is that? That now I have the answer. Now I have something to present in the bargo of Almighty Allah. And that is what? That on the day of judgment when Almighty Allah will ask me that what have you brought? I'll present Imam Ahle Sunnat, Mujaddid Deen o Millat, Parwana-e Shamme Risalat, Ala Hazrat, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. So it means Ahmad Raza is not a common person. He is amongst those who have been blessed. And this is the clear proof that when he went to his peer to become murid, he recognized his the kafiyat
of his heart
and the condition of his heart. Yeah. And he granted him khilafat as well. So it means Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is amongst the chosen ones, amongst those upon whom Almighty Allah has showered His special mercy and favor.
Salihin.
Salihin. And on the other hand, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that those people who will follow my Sahaba, those people whose belief will be same like the beliefs of my Sahaba, they will go to Jannah. Hmm. So the one who will follow them will go to Jannah.
Right.
So now if we look at Ala Hazrat, If we look at the beliefs and nazriyat and the aqaid of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, so what aqidah Sahaba-i-Kiram had? Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain had the belief that Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has the knowledge of one sin. Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain had the belief that Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Mukhtar-e-Kul. So Ala Hazrat also has this belief. Not only the belief, he is actually the protector of this belief.
Right.
He protected the belief of the believers. He protected this belief of Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain. He protected the belief which came from Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain. And he became a naib of Sahaba of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, deputy of the Sahaba of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Likewise, you know, Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain, they had the belief that Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Noor. And Ala Hazrat is the propagator of this belief. He is the protector of this belief. He wrote books on this topic. He saved the iman and he conveyed this belief to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He taught this belief to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alaihim ajmain had the belief that Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to intercede for us on the day of judgment. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Allah did not have only the belief, rather he wrote books on this topic and taught the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the true aqidah of sahaba-i-kiram. So likewise, all those aqaid which sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, Ala Hazrat is the protector of all those beliefs. So that is what Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. You know, a question, someone asked someone that how can we know that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is on haq, and how will we recognize haq? How can we
recognize
haq? So he says that it is very easy to recognize haq. One who has the belief like sahaba have, so it means that person is on haq, so you must follow him. Then he presented an example and said that discussing about the detail of the aqaid and nazriyat it will take very long, but I will just give one example. And he gave one example that Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain used to, when they used to come in the bargah of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so they used to say, Fidaka Ummi wa Abi Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Fidaka Ummi wa Abi Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May our father, mother, parents be sacrificed upon you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if we look at the Zaat of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he also says the same thing. Karun tere naam pe jaan fida, na bas ek jaan do jahan fida, do jahan se bhi nahi ji bara karun kya karono jahan nahi. So it is a clear proof that he is on the path of Sahaba of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he is on haq. So the one who will follow Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he will follow haq, he will be on sirat-e-mustaqim, he will be amongst those who will go to Jannah according to the hadith of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So meaning Ala Hazrat's personality is such which is the recognition of Haq. His name is the recognition of Haq, meaning when we mention the name of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay, his name is enough to prove that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay was on Sirat-e-Mustaqim, he was on Haq. You know, like I was reading the call of Sayyid Muhammad Alavi Malki Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay. He was a great alim of Makkatul Mukarrama, Arab. So he said that love of Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay, is a sign of being on the truth, on the right path. Mm. And hatred towards Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay is a sign of invention and bid'ah. Meaning the one who loves Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay, it means he is on the right path. Likewise, you know, when the same thing was asked from Ayat-e Allama Qadir Bakhsh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay, that what is the difference? Oh, how can we differentiate between Ashik and Badmazhab? How can we differentiate between the lovers of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and those who have the wrong and incorrect, corrupt belief? So he said that the way is very easy. And what is that? That you must mention the name of Allah Hazrat in front of him.
Subhanallah.
If his face brightens up, so it means he is the true Ashik of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if the color of his face changes, so it means he has a wrong and corrupt belief. So meaning Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is the standard of truth now. Is a criteria.
Right.
You know, now we have to look at the Zaat of Allah Hazrat, and the one who claims to be Ashik will see whether he follows Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh or doesn't follow. So meaning Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is the sign of Haq and truth. You know, this whole Muqaddama is about following Sirat-e-Mustaqim and entering Jannah. Now, if we look at the Zaat of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, if we look at the organization Dawat-e-Islami, and if we talk about the connection between Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat and Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, what Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat says. First of all, he is that personality. Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat is that personality who made us, who gave us the introduction of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Mm-hmm. If you ask thousands of people, those who are the Murideen of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, those who joined Dawat-e-Islami and then they came to know about Allah Hazrat, they will tell you that we came to know about Allah Hazrat through Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat. So he made thousands of believers the true devotees of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And how much love Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat had for Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. He says that before deviating even slightly from the path of Almighty Allah, I make dua in the holy court of Almighty Allah that may He grant me death with Iman. Before I turn a little bit from the path of Almighty Allah, may Almighty Allah grant me death. And he also says, a question was asked from Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat that you are held captive in a jungle and you are given a choice of taking one book after Quran and Hadith. So which book will you take with you? Which book will you prefer? He said that I will take Fatawa Razviya Sharif with me. Why? Why will I take Fatawa Razviya Sharif? Because Fatawa Razviya Sharif is the book of Aqaid. Fatawa Razviya Sharif is the fatawa of tasawwuf. Fatawa Razviya Sharif is the fatawa of the true beliefs of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama. It is about the Sharia of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is about the Shari Masail, Fiqhi Masail. So that book will be enough for me even when I am in a jungle and staying there alone.
Subhanallah.
So Amir Ahl-e is a true devotee of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and you will not find a single Madni Muzakara of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat in which he will not mention the name of Allah Hazrat. The very first book Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat wrote was on the topic, on the seerah of Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat Mulan Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And he says that my eyes are closed upon Allah Hazrat. My eyes are closed upon Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Then it was also asked that what does it mean? You say that your eyes are closed upon Ala Hazrat. He says that it means that we don't criticize Ala Hazrat in any way.
We don't go against him also.
We don't criticize him. We don't go against the teachings of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Whatever Ala Hazrat has said, whatever Ala Hazrat has written, we don't have a slight doubt about that. We close our eyes and we act upon that. And then he advises his Murideen and says that you must hold firm the Daman of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Through the Sadqa of Ala Hazrat, you will reach in the Bargah of Ghawse Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and through the Wasila, through the chain, through this chain, meaning when you will reach in the Bargah of Ghawse Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he will take you to the feet of his Nana Jan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you will enter Jannah behind Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatul Aliya, he has actually, he has taught the love of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh to such an extent that if you go to Faizan-e-Madina, if you talk to the Ashikane Rasul or the Murideen of Amir Ahl Sunnat, you will not find a single murid who will not mention or will not be inspired from the teachings of Ala Hazrat, from the Zaat of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh.
Subhanallah.
A great alim from India, once he went to Faizan-e-Madina, and when he entered, he went upstairs, and in the courtyard of Faizan-e-Madina, when he went there, reached there, he took a long breath, and then after that he said that the dream which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh had seen for serving the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam long ago, today I am seeing the interpretation of that dream with my own eyes. So if you read the books of Amir Ahl Sunnat, if you read if you hear the speeches of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Bayanat of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Madri Muzakaras of Amir Ahl Sunnat, you will find the mention of Ala Hazrat there. Because as I have said in the beginning, that Sirat-e-Mustaqim is the path of those who are on the aqaid of Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we don't need to go here and there. If we follow the Zaat of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, it means we are following the footsteps of the Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is where Amir Ahl Sunnat is also taking you. That is what Amir Ahl Sunnat is also requesting you. And that is what he says, that subhanallah, how great love Amir Ahl Sunnat had for the Zaat of Ala Hazrat. He says that before I turn away even a slight from the path of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, may Allah grant me death.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful words, Munasab. And unfortunately, time is coming to an end, but we can discuss this for hours and hours. The love which Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnat has for Ala Hazrat, and the love which he has instilled in our hearts, as you have mentioned, that undoubtedly many people did not know who this Mujaddid was, and the person who showed us the path to this Mujaddid is Qibla Amir Ahl Sunnat, mashallah. Jazakallah Munasab for your beautiful words. We would like to hear more things, but unfortunately time is not permitting us, inshallah. This is the beautiful message which Munasab is leaving us today with, and that is associate yourselves with Dawat-e-Islami, because Dawat-e-Islami is Fizan-e-Ala Hazrat. Automatically you will have a connection to Sayyidi-Ala Hazrat, and then inshallah to Ghawse-Azam, and then inshallah to the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. Be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
With love and light, he shows the way. With love and light, he shows the way. A perfect mentor all the way. A perfect mentor all